afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 78 degrees. KSL's top story, Florida is following in Utah's footsteps, implementing a new law to protect people from domestic violence. Gabby Petito's family says laws like these could have saved her life.
Gabby Petito was killed by her fiancé while on a cross-country road trip in 2021, but police in Moab had pulled them over before that and had seen her crying, but let them go. Now Florida is implementing the Gabby Petito Act, which requires officers investigating domestic violence incidents to give a lethality assessment.
Making sure that law enforcement has adequate information to assess which offenders are kind of high-risk offenders, which victims are high-risk at being killed.
That's Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, who spoke with KSL News Radio before a similar law went into effect in Utah last summer. This signals more states are seeing this as a way to prevent what happened to Gabby from ever happening to someone else. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
It's a weekend off before the jury goes back into the Boise courtroom Monday for week two of the Chad Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with a look at what's ahead.
The state has so far called one witness to help establish what happened to Lori Vallow's two youngest kids, but they will likely need some more time to establish the death of Tammy Daybell, Chad's first wife, who died 17 days before he married Lori. While the defense has named most of their witnesses coming later in the trial, the prosecution's only named one outside law enforcement, the wife of Lori's late brother, Alex Cox, who's accused of being a co-conspirator. The state says before he died unexpectedly, Alex told his wife he was worried he was going to be Lori and Chad's fall guy.
Chad is accused of murder and conspiracy. He could get the death penalty if convicted. One of the Republican candidates for Mitt Romney's Senate seat has dropped out of the race. Clark White ended his campaign after his wife died unexpectedly. Party Chairman Rob Axon was with the other GOP candidates. They were at a panel discussion in Orem when he broke the news to the group. He asked that we keep Clark White and his two sons in our prayers. We now know the motive of a man who drove an 18-wheeler into a public safety building in Texas. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, one person is dead, 13 others injured after the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler crashed into a public safety office in Brenham, northwest of Houston. Here's sound of the first responders as heard on Broadcastify.
Three criticals, probably about four walking wounded.
Authorities now say that the semi-driver was denied a commercial driver's license there yesterday. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. A federal judge in Delaware has refused to throw out a federal gun case against Hunter Biden. His lawyers argued the case was politically motivated and that immunity provision from an original plea deal that fell apart still holds. The U.S. is moving more troops and assets to the Middle East amid growing concerns that Iran could strike Israel in retaliation for a strike on an Iranian facility in Syria. National Security spokesman John Kirby says the administration is watching the situation closely.
We're taking this seriously, and believe me, so are our Israeli counterparts taking it seriously.
American intelligence analysts say they expected Iran to strike multiple targets inside Israel within the next few days. Meantime, there is heightened security concern surrounding the Boston Marathon. The concerns center on the ongoing war in the Middle East and the highly charged political atmosphere here at home. Colonel Jack Mon says 50 law enforcement agencies will be working this weekend and during the event.
We are prepared to adapt our tactics on the fly if intelligence or events so dictate in the days leading up to the race through its completion.
It's been 11 years since the deadly terrorist attack at the finish line. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Some northern Utah water watchers are hoping to solve some of our water problems with the sun.
The Weber Basin Water Conservancy District plans to put solar panels over a canal in Layton. The Assistant General Manager Jonathan Perry says other states and countries have done it. For them, it's helped the water quality and has tamped down evaporation, not to mention the power generated from the panels.
As we've looked at our energy demand projections, we just see those increasing over the next decade or so.
If the Layton solar canals are successful, Perry says they'd like to expand. They were able to get federal funding for this first installation. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
An American Fork third grade teacher is well known for transforming his classroom into his own version of Harry Potter's Hogwarts. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera rode his Nimbus 2000 to Legacy Elementary to get the story.
I was told to find the classroom with Dementors outside the door. It was lunchtime, with third graders dressed in their best Hogwarts uniforms enjoying lunch. The class led by Michael Botita, or Professor Botita Snape, for the day.
I have tried to make in my career, make every day as a day where you make it so fun that they want to come back tomorrow.
Even though it was Botita's idea 5 years ago, he doesn't take full credit.
Gifted educators and some incredible people who are very supportive and doing everything with the first and foremost what is best for the student.
From what I saw, their class rivals Universal's attraction. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Well, Ricky Meese seems to have waved her wand and traffic has gotten lighter. What's going on?
Well, it is improving. However, we're still a ways from having all the delays gone. And we're also dealing with an accident northbound on Legacy Parkway in Woods Cross. It is over to the shoulder, but it is part of the slowing from I-215 into Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.